Okay, ready, Phil.
Standing by.
Cue audience.
And roll in 3, 2, 1, take intro.
Re-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
It sure is. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to the pod. Live audience still present.
60 people, mate.
60 people.
That's all it took.
I do wonder at what point we have to update the intro because people will no longer know what LimeWire is.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, it's. I mean, have we talked about this? For people who do just listen to that every week and don't know what it is, it's the very first incantation of when mum and dad wouldn't buy you the CD.
Yeah.
You'd go onto LimeWire. Technically, was not government approved.
We'll call it frowned upon.
We'll call it frowned upon. And you could acquire songs if you had, I think it took you about 6 days to download a single song.
Yep.
And you could then listen to, you know, Nikki Webster's Strawberry Kisses or whatever.
I mean, great way to get a virus on your computer too. So
yeah,
that was always
it was
great,
a great way to destroy mum and dad's computer and then go, yeah, I don't know what happened there. That's weird. Hell of a pod lined up. You got a couple of things. I got a couple of things. I mean, I assume it's a hell of a pod because we don't really talk
it's
about
it's always a hell of a pod.
what's coming up.
It's always a big show.
Yeah.
Always a big show.
I've got, one elephant in the room to address that looks a lot like a small cat that we have to talk about. I wanted to get an AirPod update coming up for
mm-hmm,
us all
mm-hmm.
And a couple of other things, but you've got a couple of other things as well. Can I just say before we move on, I know podcast is an audio medium, but if you're an Australian listener, I would dare to say even British or American, you would remember a show, if you're about our age, in your 20s now, if you're a millennial, you would remember a show called Meet the Thornberries or the Thornberries.
Wild Thornberries.
The Wild Thornberries, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was about a family, it was a cartoon about a family living in Africa.
It was basically like a cartoon of Steve Irwin and his family, but on steroids.
Yeah, yeah, it was. But if Steve Irwin was like a British guy from like the 1950s.
If Steve Irwin was Tim Curry.
Yeah. And you, I don't know where you found this beanie, but you have got a beanie that has, what does it have written on it? Thornberry? I can't see through your headphones. Does it have Thornberry written on it?
Nah, it is his catchphrase, smashing.
Smashing. And if people remember the show, he would always, every 5 seconds, he'd just go, smashing, Eliza.
Smashing.
Eliza, smashing, yes. He has only teeth. That's his whole face. It's just some front teeth. And he just goes, smashing,
smashing.
Eliza, yes.
Yes.
Eliza,
smashing.
Eliza, smashing. If you've never seen this show, this was a very confusing 2 minutes.
Just YouTube it, trust me.
I couldn't not. Yeah, just YouTube the Wild Thornberry smashing and you'll have a smashing time.
Yeah.
But we'll get into some stuff after this.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe?
Yes.
I've got one of these.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
It's too long, isn't it?
No, not long enough. I forgot
right.
The epic movie trailer / news thing at the end. I'm trying to remember if back in the community radio days we did the voices. Yes, did we do the Subo?
Oh, did we? Probably. Voice?
No, I don't know. We didn't have much technology.
We really need to find the tapes.
Yeah, I know.
Really need to find
I'll
tapes.
Find the original and we can bring that back. But that is the iconic segment opener that says that you had a dream worth sharing with human beings.
I had a dream, mate.
Mm.
And me and my friends were on a super yacht.
Good for you.
Out in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Sounds great.
And a storm warning came through on the GPS.
Not great. Yeah.
And it came through and we just heard, like, you know, all the alarms going, and then all of a sudden, all these, like, shutters came down on the window.
Right, because you're in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, like, just imagine that.
Yeah, yeah,
imagine
yeah,
that
yeah,
scene,
yeah.
But on
the
a super
CDA.
Yacht.
Yep.
And the shutters coming down on the front windscreen.
So on your ship.
on, I don't know, we were on it for some reason.
Right.
So we couldn't see out of it.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh no, what are we going to do? We've got to get back to dry land.
Mm.
I said, don't worry.
No.
We'll just go down to the bunker.
In the boat.
In the boat.
Yep.
So we get down there.
Yep. That's safe.
Well, actually, on the way down, I was like, all right, can anyone drive? Anyone drive the boat?
I don't know if driving's the word they use, but...
Well, you know, yeah, captain or whatever. Yep. Can anyone steer? And my mate Bryce, who I have told him about this too.
Right.
In the dream, he said, I've got a boat license, but I don't have any arms. And then, you know, in the movies where they pull the camera back and that reveals the gag? It was like a visual gag.
Yeah.
He literally had no arms.
Canned laughter went in.
And everyone's like, oh, damn.
Like everyone forgot that he had no arms. And also, who gave him the boat license?
He just made it clear. So I'm like, all right, I should be able to do it. So we get down there and the bunker had like a steering wheel or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said...
The bunker had a steering wheel?
Yeah, or like to steer the ship.
Oh, you're steering from the bottom where you can't see where you're bunker. Going.
Well, that was the thing because we get down there and I'm like, oh no. The emergency windshield has also got a shield over it, like a shutter over it. So we couldn't see.
And also we're under the waterline at the moment.
So we couldn't see. And everyone's like, oh no, what are we going to do? It's like, no, I said, it's fine. I stepped up
confident.
And I said, it's fine. I'll just use the parking sensors to clear the obstacles.
Yeah. This man has never been on a boat.
So we get going and it's like, beep, 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 beep. Like real intense for like
you're very close to something
5 minutes,
yeah.
And then eventually it started going beep 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 beep, beep, as in like
you're getting away
the,
from it.
The drama and the tension was clearing up,
easing. The heart rate is settling.
Beep.
Yep.
You know, and then it stopped. And so I put it in park.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I think we made it to dry land. And it was like, yeah, awesome. So we go up to the top, and then the shutters come up.
Right, automatic.
And we're in the boat, which is on the back of a trailer, which is in the Big W car park in Ballarat.
Oh, boy. That is some intense reversing, I'll say that for a start. And what? Then wake
pretty
up.
Good. Yeah, wake up.
Yeah, great. Well done. Do you know, I actually like boats and I'm never having you come on my boat. What? Because if I get knocked unconscious and you just go, don't worry, guys, we just need to go down to the bottom of the boat.
Into the bunker. The concrete bunker.
Where I will steer, even though I can't see. There'll be some reversing lights and we'll go from there.
And my mate doesn't have any arms, so he
yeah,
has no
yeah,
help.
So don't ask him. Oh, jeez.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Adam, I mean, I just said to you off air then, I don't know if this is going to be funny or traumatic. So we're testing this, but you will have noticed we do the pod at my place and you will have noticed that there was not tension between Amy and I, but there was a moment where the other living animal in the house, well, there's a bird actually, but the other living animal in the house, the cat, Bonnie, we couldn't find her in the lounge room just then. And you would have noticed that things, how would you have described how the room went there?
Oh, it went down.
It got tense and it went very quiet.
It got tense.
Yeah. The context for that is, and I know you know some of this, but...
I know the basics.
Thursday. So what's that? 2 days ago now.
Dun dun.
Actually, let's take you back to Wednesday. So dun dun again. Wednesday night.
There we go.
Yeah. Wednesday night, circa 10 p.m. That was lovely. That was like Puff the Magic Dragon. And not Puff the Magic Dragon, The Magic Garden. It's a TV show. Anyway, we'll cut that out.
Let's get on with it.
Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Can I say this? I think I can. Amy and I were watching a movie.
Mm.
We were watching Identity Thief.
Oh.
Jason Bateman,
that
Melissa
is
McCarthy.
A classic.
Classic, yep. Right?
Sandy Patterson.
Yeah. You got it. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix, go and watch it. It's great. It's classic. It's from like 2013.
Very funny.
Anyway, to supplement our enjoyment of the movie, we had a couple of red cordials.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We're at home.
Yeah.
And Wednesday night, in this part of the world, is bin night.
Ugh.
Now, it is my job to take the bins out. I regularly forget to do that. Which will come as no surprise to you.
I think we all do.
Yeah. So, but Amy would hate the idea of the bins being forgotten. So I will get in the lead up to Wednesday night several reminders of...
Take the bins out.
It's bin night. Yep. Yeah. Which is fine. Now, we get to about 10:30 at night. I still haven't taken the bins out. Ames mentions it. As I mentioned, I've had a few red cordials. Now, I went and took the bins out. This is where I can't remember what happened next, but crucially what I must have done is gone out the laundry door, out the back door, taken the bins out. I think I wore Amy's shoes, so that gives you an idea of the level of commitment I had to it. And I must have left the door open.
Oof.
Yep.
Oof.
Come back in, went to sleep, finished the movie, slept like a baby.
So you left the back door open all night?
No, I must have closed it when I come back in, but I left it open when I'm taking the bins out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Cut to Thursday morning, and Amy goes, hey, have you seen Bonnie, which is the cat? I had not seen Bonnie. Now, it's 9 a.m. Thursday morning. I managed to get Bonnie back after 14 hours of searching. Is that 14 hours? I found her at 11 o'clock that night, and I'd been searching the whole bloody
day. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. 14, what's that? That's 12. Yeah, 14 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, 14. Where was she? Freaking hours next door.
Didn't you hear her clearly yell out and go, Mom and Dad, I'm going next door.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 14 freaking hours.
Wow.
And she was just under the house next door, which is why you will notice there's a little bit of there's a little bit of tension.
There was.
Whenever we can't quite find her. There's,
I mean, you lost her for 10 seconds before, and yeah, it was.
Yeah, we go to panic stations. Yeah. Mm. We lock down. The shutters come down like on your boat. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just a concrete barrier comes down.
Yep.
Oh, it's quite terrifying. And so we've just got 14 hours of searching of just like door knocking, meeting neighbors that you've never met in your life and going like, hey,
are you sure you haven't seen her? No, I have not seen her.
Yeah. And then like, we, you know, our neighbors are like never home. So like, I'm sort of like looking under their house and like.
So trespassing.
Trespassing. Yeah. We checked it with him later. He's fine. But like, I may have slipped into his backyard before he got home and just had a little cheeky look. There's like massive Labrador like bounded up to me. I'm like, oh my God. And then you're just like crawling on your hands and knees through gutters under the house. And then we found her at like, it's like 9 o'clock at night. I haven't had much sleep. I've been looking for 12 hours and I'm searching under the house and I see like this pair of eyes like looking back at me, but it's dark.
Mm.
So I'm like, there's a cat under there.
Or a monster.
Yeah. And then after 2 hours, I start thinking, it's better if it can be her cat, because if it's not, I'm just rescuing some feral cat that's just been stuck under there for days. It genuinely crossed my mind. I was like, I've been doing this for 14 hours. It's better be her cat. But, I did have that thought, actually, if we can finish here. I did have that thought of I'm there trying to get this cat that I can't quite see if it's Amy's cat or not. And I thought, if it's not.
Will she notice?
Do I do the meet the parents where I just spray paint the tail and just go, yeah, she's just not as well trained anymore. Yeah. Yeah, she grabbed a pair of testicles when she was missing, but you know, it's still her. But anyway.
It was worth a try, but I don't think that'd get past Amy.
No. So if you notice some tension around the house, it's just PTSD just rubbing off.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, but it's 90% sure it's her.
Glad you got it back.
Yeah, great.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe, I don't know about you, but are you into fitness at all?
I am fitness. I've been trying. The gyms are open in our part of the world.
Mm.
So I'm back at the gym. It's only because if you live with someone like Amy, she's working out all the time. And so you can only sit on the couch watching movies for so long before you're like, I should probably do something. So yes is the short answer to your question.
Do you go for walks around the block at all, or like, because I know Lady Jo runs, but
she does run. Made it sound like it was a body part of mine or something. No, we go for walks together, but mostly we're at with the gym stage. I told you in ISO I was working out on YouTube and I sort of developed a friendship With the guy on the videos, because I was just seeing no people in real. Yeah. I wasn't actually talking to him. So
yeah, that's fair. Well, recently I've been taking up on a weekend walking around the block while I'm staying at mum and dad's.
Yeah, nice. Big block, actually, your mum and dad. As in, if you were to walk around the whole block.
Huge block.
That's a monster.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Mm. And so along the way, you get to meet.
Hmm.
Well, not meet, but.
Encounter.
Encounter various other people.
Yeah.
With the same idea.
Fellow walkers. Yep.
All very friendly.
Walkers and talkers.
In the fact that everyone, I don't know whether it's just the suburb that mum and dad live in.
Yeah.
Everyone you walk past, there's a friendly morning.
Morning. Morning, Bill. Morning.
Well, this morning, I literally said morning about four times. In less than a minute.
That's friendly. Yeah.
So I was like, morning, 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 morning.
Yeah. And then you just yelled ahead, I've said morning for this stretch. Yeah. You guys are done.
I need your advice though, mate.
Sure.
Because when you sort of, like, you're walking and then you spot someone like 300 meters up the road or 400 meters up the road.
Yep.
And you know they're coming this way and they know you're going that way.
Yeah.
At what distance?
Yep. Do you break?
Do you acknowledge and say morning?
Yeah.
Because I feel as though if you go too early, because you have to make eye contact.
Yeah.
If you're making eye contact like 200 meters away,
yeah.
the other person's just going to be like, what? Who the hell are you?
You're really hitting
into
my... You
look a bit creepy.
You're hitting into my sweet spot now. I love this stuff.
So is it too early to do it then? Or do you say... Like, what else do you do before you actually say morning? Because... Yeah, I don't know.
When
sometimes
do you break?
I find myself, if I hold it too long, I'm like, I don't want to make eye contact. So I'm just looking around at the ground and then suddenly look up and go, morning.
You're so much like me. It's if you clock someone 200 meters away and you're right. If you maintained eye contact for 200 meters while you're walking towards them, you're like a serial killer. They will go off on a different tangent. Like they'll turn. To avoid you. Imagine just me staring at you for 200 meters while we're walking. So you can't do that.
I wouldn't say direct eye contact, but as in like you point your face towards the person.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that a morning is like a spontaneous thing. So it's like, that's why, because if you're clocking them at like 50 meters, more than a morning is going to be expected. But if you turn a corner and someone's walking a dog and you just go, morning, and then you move on, that's fine. See, we're fine here. We're in close quarters. We often don't have to track someone for 100 meters before we have to say good day.
Yeah.
But I can picture your parents' place and you've got a long run up there. You've got a long road, so.
So what do you reckon would be the minimum acceptable distance to at least acknowledge someone before saying morning?
I think you're anywhere from a meter to 10.
Yeah.
If you're going any more than 10, they're going to expect, how you going?
Because it's just awkward when you're still walking and you haven't said morning to them and then you say morning as you pass them.
Mm. And also, what's the point of morning anyway? You're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very quick, crisp morning.
Yep.
And, you know, I think if you're like me, you'll probably, if you clock them 100 meters away, you're going to get very interested in the pavement or your phone. And then at the last minute,
look up,
tilt your visor, salute, morning, go on. You know what I mean? I think that's the only way you can play it because, but this is my nightmare.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to get the timing right.
I try and be as spontaneous as I can with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I just noticed you, even though I've known that you're coming towards me for 500 meters.
Mm.
No, look, I appreciate you bringing that to the pod.
No, well, thanks for your help.
Is that, I do, just to peek behind the curtains, you did ask me A or B before.
Mm.
Is that A and B? Or that's...
No, that's just A.
Oh, okay. Do we look forward to B in a future podcast?
We can do B today.
Oh, great.
If you want to.
Okay. Well, I do want to.
Yeah, cool. Well, stick around for that one, because that's coming up.
Sorry. I thought it was happening there. Okay. I've ruined everything.
You gotta split the segments up.
Yeah,
mate.
Sorry. All right. Back after this.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
B. So I'm just making it clear that I'm choosing B.
I haven't had a good run at supermarkets lately, Joe.
Mm, yeah. You've done very poorly, actually, because we've talked about the guy who said, stop following me?
No, I haven't actually said that on the pod, I don't think.
No, I think you have.
Oh, really?
Or was that B?
Yeah, that was... Well, I mean, it's a part of B.
Yeah, go.
So let me take you back. So yeah. It was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
We might have new listeners.
Yeah we might. they say bad things come in threes or good things. Anyway, not relevant.
Don't show that to triplets. Yeah.
So I walk into the supermarket and this guy sort of beats me to the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I end up behind him, like, you know, 2 meters-ish.
Yeah.
And he walks in. And I don't know about you, but it gets frustrating when you're walking behind someone, you know where you're going, but that person happens to be going the same way.
Yep. You want them to veer off, but they never do.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going the same way that I want to go. Mm. But I could...
The worst.
And it's over the other side of the store. So I'm going to the freezer section.
Great.
To get some McCain's chips.
Of course. Yep.
McCain done it again.
Just a
and
little.
So I could tell he was starting to get a bit agitated.
Yeah. Yeah, as in he's noticed that you're...
He's noticed that I'm...
You're on his six. He's,
well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we get... It would have been about halfway.
Mm.
And he stops and just turns around and goes, sorry, mate, can you just not follow me? Which I still can't believe.
He legitimately actually said to you.
Asked me to stop following him even though I was going in the same direction.
Sorry, mate, can you just stop following me?
Yeah, basically that's how it went. So I said, oh, sorry, mate, I'm just going this way.
I can't believe it. It's so
And
weird.
Then... It was awkward and I'm like, I've got to bail out of here. So I ended up turning left down the aisle,
yep.
Doing a lap around the fruit and veg department,
yep.
Then coming back through and going to get my chips.
You added a stopover for no reason.
I added a stopover.
You just didn't want to have to be on the same
because
flight.
Because I hate confrontation. Yeah. So,
yeah, so do I. Yeah, I understand.
You know. yeah. So that was the first of 3 little
right.
incidents at the supermarket.
Well, we haven't heard anything since then.
The second one, I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know about these two, but
great.
They're more just things that have happened.
Yeah.
The second one, I was standing at the deli for like 5 minutes,
right.
One day, only to realize that it was closed. So,
but
I'm like, why is no one coming to serve me?
Yeah, but and like why all is the fish gone.
All the food was still out though.
Oh, that's a nice little insight.
But the lights were off. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe they're just having problems. So I'm standing there for like 5 minutes and
yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? And then the Coles person came out and said, sorry, mate, we've just closed up.
You're like, yeah, I'm just waiting until you open again. I'm just getting in early. I'm just first in line. Number one. God.
And then the third one
yeah.
was going through the self-serve. In fact, that just literally happened today, this.
Yeah, go.
Self-serve checkout. You know how you generally get greeted by the self-serve checkout assistant person.
Yeah.
They go, g'day, how you going?
Hi, how you going?
I heard it, g'day, how you going? Oh. I turn around and say, oh, good, thanks.
Oh, no.
And they were talking to someone else.
Yeah.
And yeah. I even got there, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to someone else. I was talking to that customer or something like that. I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't want to speak to you,
and
mate.
And then after a board mission, oh, I just God. Bailed.
You're me whenever I hear a car beep and I'm walking.
Mm.
I instinctively just turn and wave.
Yeah.
And Amy's like, how arrogant are you that you think everyone is
beeping
could
be abusing you?
It could be abusing you. And I'm like, g'day, mate. I don't even know. Do you want like some escort when you go to the supermarket? Because
I just need some assistance.
You're not doing well.
The assistance in all three.
The Yeah. Well, in whatever aisle you're in, you're just going to need just
help.
I mean, to quickly run through them, the first one I believe you, but I don't believe you. You know what I mean? Like, it's so insane that someone would stop and go...
It doesn't happen often.
And go, sorry, mate, can you just stop?
And it was a very firm...
Yeah.
It was a very firm request.
He's stressed that you're following him. Number two, my only question is, was the fish out?
I don't know, because I was down the other end.
Because I've often wondered if they just leave all the meats out and the fish goes away, but they leave...
Yeah. Unless they're just closed and they were still coming out to pack everything away.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was kind of later at night.
That could go either way. Yeah. Yeah. And your third one, which was what again? Whatever.
We've all done it. G'day, mate. How you going? And I replied, good, thanks. And I was actually talking to that other customer.
Yeah. So you had your back to him and you just turned around and went, yeah, great.
Yeah.
What did he talk to your back? Oh, God. All right. I'll come with you to the supermarket so you can do your weekly shop. How about that?
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, just before we finish, what I wanted was to give an AirPod update. So if you're new to the pod, welcome.
Disclaimer, AirPod is not an Apple product.
Not an Apple product, not a sponsorship. It is a podcast done in the air.
Yeah.
Which technically all podcasts are, but we're fully in the air. Zero gravity. Or do we have some gravity? We're already out of our depth. What we're going to do is one of our mates is trying to be a pilot. He's got his small plane license. He just hasn't got the big jumbo one yet.
Mm.
And we are going to get him, he's agreed, to take us up into a small plane and we'll do the pod from there.
Yeah, of course.
We just had a couple of questions we wanted to check off this week.
Just safety.
Just safety.
We're all about safety.
Yeah. That's obviously first on our list. But if I could even say more importantly than that, what I wanted to do was just lock in the costumes with him.
Mm.
He has said strongly that we are not to dress up as pilots then go onto an airport.
What'd you call it the other week? Maverick and...
Maverick and duck.
Duck.
But I think it's Maverick and goose. And just talking to him throughout the week, he hates every time I bring it up.
Mm.
So here's what I'm thinking. I was going to suggest to him that you and I dress up as captain and flight attendant and he can be the cabin boy. He can dress up as the cabin boy, which he'll hate.
I am keen as a bean Charlie Sheen for that.
Great, thank you. So we just had, apart from safety, just a couple of little things to run through, but we haven't been able to get onto him.
Mm. We have left him a message already.
We've left him a message.
Which you might have already heard.
He might have. If he has, he probably won't call back. Mm. It was a strongly worded message, but, you know, just checking in with him, really.
Yeah, of course.
So what I thought is we'll try and call him one last time. And if we can't get through to him, then we'll just leave a voicemail on behalf of the pod.
Mm.
So if you're listening, then, you know, you're welcome to chime in. But probably it'll be us talking.
Mm.
All right, let's try one more time.
Okay, here we go.
Just safety, really, is all we want to check.
Here we go.
Safety and cabin boy.
I'm busy at the moment. I'm on another call. So please feel free to leave your name and number, and I'll endeavour to get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Carrots, it's Joe and Adam here. Little bit of feedback on the voicemail, first of all. Firstly, we know you're not on a call. Secondly, little bit, what would you say, Adam, 1 to 2 seconds at the end there before we get the beep.
Yeah, so could have been a bit tighter.
Could really tighten that up if you really want. Just an air check there for you, mate. Look, we just wanted to run you through a couple of things. I guess, Adam, we were going to bring them to the table to talk about, but maybe we'll just make the decisions on the voicemail. And if we don't hear back from you in the next few seconds, then we'll just assume that it's locked in.
And he's just trying to call us back as we're recording this.
Do we want to voicemail? We'll call him.
All right. Talk to you in a sec, Carrots.
Talk to you soon, mate.
Okay. Yep. That's hung up. Let's try that again.
Can't wait for him to listen to that.
Here we go. Let's call him.
I'm busy at the moment. I'm on another call, so please feel free to leave your name and number, and I'll endeavour to get back.
This is what's going on.
I feel as though he's going to call.
Yeah, let's leave it because we all know what happens here. We've all experienced it where you're now both trying to call each other.
It's called phone tennis.
Yeah, and you're both locking each other out. So we're getting – I'm on a call at the moment, and he's currently on a call with us, trying to call us.
I love leaving the voicemails. Oh, and you're calling me right now. I'll talk to you in a sec.
Yeah, I'll see you soon, mate. All right. So, you know, as we say, we just want to lock in some safety, but I really want to just, if we can, I reckon hit the cabin boy stuff at the end and then we just cut him loose because he won't be happy. So if we can just do that, you know, I don't even know if they have cabin boys anymore. I might have, maybe that's a boat term, but I guess what I want from him is just some high shorts, all white and...
Clipboard and a whistle.
Clipboard and a whistle. Yeah.
Here he is.
Here he goes.
The great man himself.
Carrots, you are live on the pod. Can you hear us, mate? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Great. You're on the pod, mate. So just leave your usual abuse at the door. Thank you. Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
I've got 10 minutes, buddy. Yeah, all good, buddy.
Great. What's up? We know you do. You're in lockdown, mate. You got nothing else to do. Carrots. Firstly, Adam, I guess we would just say we left you a couple of voicemails. Probably don't bother listening to them. Just ignore them.
No, I just listened to them then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was just a joke. look, mate, we're just doing a quick airport update and we just wanted to run a couple of things through. Adam, as you say, mate, firstly, it's just safety. We're all about safety here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sorry, what are we doing in quiz format?
No, I just like the music.
Yeah, great. So, Karis, I assume we're all safe. I guess I just had a couple of questions about the type of plane and your skill level, and then I've got one little thing to check off at the end. That we'll really do that really quickly at the end. There's nothing to worry about there.
Sure.
Firstly, I guess, Karis, in terms of just your skill as a pilot, I guess, Adam, what would we want? What would convince us that he's skilled? Favorite plane movie off the top of your head? Go.
Airplane, maybe? Sully, maybe? I don't know.
You say Airplane's the kids' movie?
I'm sorry.
sorry, mate. That's actually a movie for kids.
We were looking for Air Force One.
Air Force One is what we wanted there. Or Snakes on a Plane.
Wait. Accepted. Hold up. You just said Airplanes. You mean like the Leslie Nielsen, one of the greatest comedy movies of all time. Isn't this a comedy podcast? Wouldn't you know what that is?
Sorry, mate. It's not actually a comedy podcast, and we don't know what you're talking about. I assume you're talking
about...
This segment is in shambles.
Okay, all right.
We've been going for 6 minutes and we've got nowhere.
All right, well, just tick you off there, mate. Karis, just to paint a picture for listeners, mate, can you just talk us through the plane that we'll be going up in? Can you do that for us?
Can I talk you through it?
Like, what sort of plane are we going up in?
It's a Cessna, mate. Cessna 172.
Is there a first class or a business class?
Yeah.
If there was, neither of you would be sitting in it, but there's not.
So be empty. Okay. All right. Drinks and meals provided?
Bring your own snacks.
There are snacks.
What sort of airline is this?
This is a shambles. All right. But it's free, I assume?
Well, I mean, you got to pay tickets, mate. So.
All right. We'll use. Okay. Great. I think that ticks off the plane. I just had one last thing, and like as Adam said, mate, we're running out of time. So I really just want to. We probably don't even have to talk about this.
I mean, I know neither of you are busy. You're not running out of time.
All right. Well, you know, we're all busy. Just really quickly, and then we'll let you go because we know you got a ton of things to do, and so do we. Just wanted to really lock in the costumes there, mate. Here's what I'm thinking. Just give us a quick yes or no. I'll be in a captain's uniform.
I'll be in
a captain's uniform. Adam will be a flight attendant. And we're thinking for you, mate, maybe you could be a cabin boy, which we were just talking could be sort of like high white short shorts and a white shirt. And then, Adam, did you say clipboard and whistle?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, yep. About that. So,
what do you reckon?
Thoughts?
Big no from me.
Great.
And all right, that's mate. All we've we'll got time for, mate. Right. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Karis. We'll look forward to seeing you at the airport. We probably won't hear from you before then. Bring your own cabin boy uniform. We'll sort out our Maverick and Duck costumes. And you bring the plane and we'll bring the banter.
Woo!
All right, mate. Thanks for your time and just sort out the cabin boy uniform. Thanks, buddy.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Sorry, guys. We're coming to the wrap up now, Adam. But just after having that smashing interview with Captain Karis,
what was it again?
Eliza.
Smashing.
I realized after I said, I was like, I wonder why that was in my mind.
To get it in.
Yeah, smashing. After we just had the chat with Captain Karis, because he's one of our best mates, we'll just have a chat with him off air. And just realised at the end of it that we can't do the AirPod for at least 6 weeks because...
He's in lockdown.
He's in lockdown in Melbourne. So I don't know why we just did that whole interview. That was a waste of process.
Oh, but, I mean, we've got to get the business out of the way.
Get the business out of the way before we have the fun.
Saves us doing it in 3 weeks.
That's
or
right.
6 weeks.
So we've signed off that paperwork. That's all good to go. Just hit a pause button. Melbourne's in lockdown, but we're not. Anything else on the agenda, Adam?
No, I think that's about it for me, mate. It's... Yeah, I was just noticing it was quite wet outside, actually, but...
Yes. Resorted to weather chat already for the outro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be staying in here until it clears up, so I don't have to walk to my car in the wet.
You know the rules. As soon as the podcast is finished, you must leave the house. And what I do is throw your podcast equipment out.
You have been evicted.
Yeah. Throw it out after you, and you're done. Look, I know I say this every week, but, you know, it would be nice if we could give the listeners something... for the outro other than just this sort of, you know, weather chat. But
yeah, well, that's it. I have to drop it in at least once.
Yeah, like, that's right. What do you say after that's it? Well, that's it.
That's about it.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway, better be going.
I actually
better be off.
I was trying to think of what I was going to try and forward promote the next pod, but I actually don't have anything of material in my mind at the moment. So
every single week, mate, we say, let's do Need for Speed, and we forget. So let's do that. We can do Need for Speed. We're in Ballarat. Yeah, we're not in lockdown. We can do Need for Speed.
Yes, okay, great. That is correct.
How many seconds we got, mate?
51.
How many people do you think are listening at this point? It's
oh, that's all right.
100% listener rate. Sure. Mm. Yeah. Look, you know, we... I'm not going to hold that 51 seconds. All right, can we make a promise? Let's do the Need for Speed. You still got your Ferrari, your Lamborghini?
Yeah, yeah.
Great, I still got my Mitsubishi Magna.
I called it the Christmas car with a K.
Oh, did you name it that?
Yeah.
I think I named mine the Batmobile, so let's be honest, it's not that much better. All right, let's actually do that next week.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
I think we're basically out of time, so...
Anyway.
Have yourself a good one, mate.
Have a smashing one.
Talk soon.
Elijah. Smashing. Elijah. Smashing, yes.